Good morning.
So why is it booming right now? The economy hasn't been the greatest.
I think, you know, beer is one of those industries that it's an affordable luxury, so it continues to go even when the economy is a little bit down. And people really are demanding fuller-flavored beers these days. We're seeing a shift in how the industry looks.
How do you define full-flavored beer? I think it means something different in the Northwest than elsewhere in the country.
It certainly does. You really love your IPAs up there in the Northwest. But, you know, fuller-flavored is in the eye of the beholder. But I think a lot of the growth is coming from small, independent, local producers, craft brewers, if you will.
Is that like the biggest change over the past 10 years or so? Is that things have become smaller as far as the brewery size?
You know, it's one of the big changes. I mean, we've also seen a lot of changes to the types of beer that people were drinking. You know, light American adjunct lagers really used to satisfy everybody, but as you guys know there in Seattle, things like IPAs and as I was saying, more flavorful beers have really taken over the brewing scene in recent years.
What else, aside from IPA, is really popular right now?
You know, we're starting to see a lot of changes in people accepting maybe what used to be more innovative beers, Belgian-style beers, things like Saisons or Sours, but certainly hops, you know, pale ales, IPAs, are still number one in craft brewing.
And we're talking a lot of jobs. What, 100,000 jobs in 2013?
About 110,000 jobs in 2013, and that's just direct. When you look at the indirect ripples, so all the suppliers that are helping those craft brewers, it's about 360,000 jobs across the country.
Where is it the biggest part of the economy as far as the area of the country?
Well, you know, it's big in a lot of places, but the West Coast certainly has a huge economic impact. States like Washington and Oregon get a secondary benefit, not just from all the breweries that you have out there, but also from things like the hops industry, which is very big in Washington.